Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now today's first story comes from a throwaway account from the Relationship Advice subreddit. And the story is titled, "My wife crossed the only line I ever set with her. How can I forgive her?" My male 27, wife female 26, crossed the only line I ever set with her. How can I forgive her? My wife and I have known each other for 10 years and got married in 2018. We have very different lifestyles. She's a very devout Mormon and I am not religious. We found some way to make it work. It was a hard road, but there are some challenges still. But we love each other very much. She has never met my biological mother. My parents were divorced long before I met her, and I broke contact with my mum after I turned 18. My mum was extremely abusive towards me growing up. She physically abused me and my sister regularly and tried to frame it on my father. She was able to manipulate a doctor to give me multiple medications growing up, and she'd steal the meds. A dirt boyfriend also tried to be abusive to me too. I cut my losses and cut contact with my mother and her family. So did my sister. My parents, dad, and stepmom didn't approve of my wife at first because of her religion, but they get along now. When my wife asked me when she'd meet my mum, I told her she never would. She's a violent and terrible woman, and she has no place in my life, and I didn't want her involved in ours. I also told her not to contact anyone in my mum's family. Recently, my mum showed up at my work, which she had no knowledge of. It got ugly. And police had to be called to remove her from the property. It was such an embarrassment. When I got home, I told my wife, and she had her "oh shit" look on her face. I asked her what that was about. She confessed she reached out to my mum and told her where I worked because my mum wanted to make amends. My wife's beliefs are that everyone deserves forgiveness and doesn't believe something could be unforgivable. I told her that violated the one thing I told her was out of bounds and didn't even tell me until shit hit the fan. She, of course, has been apologetic. I told her we'd get there, but I needed to get through it. I've been sleeping in the office at home and we've barely spoken since. We are supposed to travel to her parents for Thanksgiving, but I'm really considering staying home with the dog so I can sort myself out. I'm not sure how to get over this. Edit added that she's met my stepmom. She's also fully aware of what my mum did to us. Now, I can't talk about the Mormon side of things. I don't know too much about it, but I can imagine that it's playing a fairly big part in this and the whole forgiveness and religion and et cetera, et cetera. But it still doesn't excuse her doing this, in my opinion, at all. This is a huge betrayal of trust. And whenever I look at any of these stories, trust is always one of the things that, you know, as soon as that's gone, what is there left, really? She knew your past history. She knew what happened to you. As a partner, when you love someone, you want to protect them from people that were abusive to them in the past, not invite them back into their lives. That's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not sure I'd be able to move past that. I got this hypothetical in my head about, you know, someone that was abusive to me back into my life. I wouldn't be able to move past that. I don't think I would. Like I said, that's just a breach of trust. And how do you move on from that? I always struggle with that myself. But Powerful Bug says, "This would be akin to my husband bringing the person who molested me when I was a child back into my life. This would be an absolute deal breaker for me. My spouse is my safe space, and if they took that safety away, there is nothing left. I am so sorry." The Maelstrom says, "Former Mormon here, atheist now. Hi OP, I hope I can help. Mormons emphasize forgiveness and reconciliation no matter what. This is a bonkers approach and it damages people and families and lives. Your wife is trying to make it right with family. She has no idea the damage she has caused to you or your family or your mutual relationships or is capable of causing. This does not make her innocent. It just makes her rigidly committed to a point of view, probably and in a very unhelpful way. Please hold her accountable if you want the relationship to continue and seek counseling, not from the LDS Church, which is also problematic and patriarchal. I hope you can grow beyond this together or move past this separately. Amazing Sand says, in quotes, "We are supposed to travel together for our parents' Thanksgiving, but I'm really considering staying home with a dog so I can sort myself out. I'm not sure how to get over this," and says, "This post was just painful to read. OP, I would stay home and not travel with her. She totally disregarded your wishes and allowed your abuser to find you. True love means you protect a loved one and not set them up for a desire to be virtuous. It was never her right to do this. Best of luck to you, and may you have at least a restful Thanksgiving." Aunt Needs More Floof says, "You have a bigger problem here than just forgiving her. Without substantial change on her part, she is quite likely to do this again, when or if you have children, because children need grandma and any other significant life event that she thinks your mother has a right to know about. It is also possible your wife has some warped idea of being the hero by having you and your mother reconcile. Your wife needs education on childhood traumas and respecting and supporting survivors, as well as you likely need couples counseling to guide the rebuilding of trust between you. You have a therapist who specializes in adult survivors of childhood abuse. You may want to start with individual therapy for you to wrap your head around all the complex feelings you have from your wife's choice." And MJ says, "You have or plan to have children. Is she going to use her stubborn beliefs to expose them to abusive people? You really need to think long and hard. Don't sweep this under the rug." Opie says, "We don't have any children. She really wants them and we've only recently started trying to have one. Because of my experience, I'm genuinely afraid of being a dad. I wanted to make sure our marriage would last, and I wanted us to be older and enjoy the time together first. That's also part of what's eating me at this point." So Opie came in with an update 4 months later and said, "I appreciate the support of those who messaged me, as well as those curious about what happened. I didn't expect this to blow up. I'll give an update in chronological order, but trigger warning. Details about childhood abuse is mentioned. The original post is the only other post on my profile. Get this out of the way. Mum was served with a restraining order. She can't go on my work property, and I suffered no issues at work because of what happened. Leading up to Thanksgiving, my wife and I sat down to talk. I said I wasn't going to go to her parents for the holiday, and I think it would be best if we had some time apart. She was upset and scared because she has bad anxiety when she travels far alone. So her sister agreed to travel with her. But in this conversation, I asked to see the messages between her and my mum. My mum had bothered her for months with messages on Facebook asking how I was doing, if I was alive, and saying she doesn't get to hear from her son, etc. That part is what got my wife to reply with an update on everything. She mentioned what I did at my work and named the place, which there's only one location in our city. I knew she'd been reached out to, as me, my sister, and her husband all had. But I didn't know she was constantly harassing my wife like that. Which, in time between my mum showing up and this conversation, my mum sent several messages accusing her of setting her up, keeping her son from her, and those very pleasant messages. She went to her parents' place. I made burgers and hung out with the dogs on Thanksgiving. Went over to my dad's that Friday while everyone was out, doing Black Friday things. We hung up the Christmas lights and I told him what happened. Oddly, my dad didn't have much to say. He asked what I was going to do. I asked him for a specific file he had, and I told him I'd show her the file. Wife comes home after almost a week, and the day after, I sit her down and we have a conversation, and I pull out the file. She clearly didn't intend what happened, but she asked if I was divorcing her. I said no, but she needed to have told me what happened and/or blocked her. She had insisted on messaging my mum. I should have been involved to make a more generic message. At this point, I opened the file, put it in front of her, and she went completely pale. In the file were pictures of me the night my mum gave up custody. What happened was, we got into a fight over my grades in junior high. Mum started hitting me repeatedly, to the point where her nails had started to cut my face. At this point, I was big enough to stop her. I caught her wrist and I twisted it enough to where she stopped and ran out of the house. The police were called because my mum said I broke her wrist. I didn't. My dad picked me up, took the photos of my bruised and cut face, and my mum released custody to him. A few of these cuts left scars that are visible on my cheek and sideburn area. After explaining what she was seeing, and she looked through what was in there, I told her she needed to understand she opened the door for my mum to have done this to me again. To my mum potentially doing that to her, and if we had any kids, they'd be at risk for the same abuse. Because my mum hasn't changed. The messages were the master manipulator going after my innocent wife. She said she didn't know it was this bad, and she didn't mean that to have happened. I said we needed to go to therapy as a non-negotiable, and she agreed. I caught some heat from her parents for showing her the file. Her parents had me promise them that I'd protect her and not ruin her innocent view of the world. I guess is the way to word it. She had a very slow grasp of real-world things that weren't very present in the church upbringing. Although they actually agreed she shouldn't have responded to my mum, which was surprising. I did some solo therapy before we did our couples therapy. She was a little upset because I was distant during the holidays, like I wasn't there. Apparently, I had some kind of repressed or undiagnosed PTSD, and I began disassociating again after that happened, and that is why I didn't seem like I was present. I feel like we are making progress. The therapist said my wife had this subconscious desire to fix things and make a perfect family, because of some issues her parents had and some issues on both sides of her family. That was likely why she had responded without checking with me. We'd stopped trying for a baby for now, which she's devastated about presently because one of my stepsisters announced she's pregnant, and it really kind of hurt her because she really wants to be a mum. We're spending time together again and sleeping in the same bed. She's tried really hard to make it up to me, and she's been trying to read more about abuse and understanding those things, which is hard for her. We tried to get things back to normal throughout Christmas and New Year's. Presently, we're doing our therapy every 2 weeks, and I see my therapist the weeks in between. Thinking back, showing her the file with those pictures may have been a step too far. Our therapist said it was probably a lot for her to take in, but I said it in our session, and I said it the night of. She needed to completely understand what door she opened and what repercussions could come from what she did, and what could happen to our theoretical children if she opens that door again. I'm not sure there was an alternative to showing her that file, but I think she understands what I really went through. Now, my wife will sometimes rub the scar lines on my face and just give me this strange look. She never questioned those scars before, and she just looks at them like that sometimes. That's where we are at. As the way things came out before, it seemed like she sought out my mum, but I think she just got played and just attempted to give my mum some peace of mind, but unintentionally made a problem that she didn't understand. Thank you again for those who reached out and offered support before. Unnecessary to read, but for context. The example my wife gave in therapy about me not being present was this. We have a tradition in the second week of December. We go out together, get breakfast, and do our Christmas shopping. Usually at Target because she likes getting a Starbucks hot chocolate. But as we'd go through, she'd look back at me and I was often staring off in the distance or not really giving full answers. And I admitted I didn't remember most of what we did that day. But she was sad because that's one of the things about the holiday she looks forward to is that day together.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In some of the top comments, Labris quotes, "I caught some heat from her parents for showing her the file. Her parents had me promise them I'd protect her and not ruin her innocent view of the world." I guess is the way to word it. Ben says, does anyone else think this is kind of fucked up? Is this exact innocent view of the world that led her to be taken advantage of? What if the mother got the idea to have Opie's wife get them to meet face to face for a reunion? There's a difference between one's innocent view of the world being shattered by abuse and knowing enough about the world to not be naive and fall into traps like this. Opie's stronger than I'd be in this situation. I wish him and his wife the best. And you know, I felt very much similar to that comment there. That line particularly jumped out to me about ruining her innocent view of the world. Of course, no one wants their children to go around the world, you know, feeling sad about how everything is messed up. But surely you don't want your kids going around thinking everything is innocent in this world either, because it simply isn't. And just also on that comment, her parents had me promise that I'd protect her and not ruin her innocent view of the world. But she's not protecting him in this situation. It's not reversing the situation. She was going to bring his abusive mother into his life. Well, she did. Mud Enny says, OP, I don't think you did anything wrong by showing her the file. Was it traumatizing for her? Probably, but not nearly as traumatizing as it was for you to experience it when it happened. As well as being re-traumatized by her giving out information to your bio mum and her showing up at your work. Your wife knew what happened beforehand and still gave her the information. Even if it was strong-armed into it, she still crossed your boundaries and violated your trust. Sometimes the only way for someone to truly understand the depth of a situation is to show them the horrors that resulted from that situation. I commend you for working on your marriage and trying to work through this with counseling. Personally, I'd have a hard time trusting her again. Whether it was malicious or not, I'm big on the idea that marriages can be fixed if both parties are willing to put in the effort and as long as the situation isn't something that can't be redeemed. I hope that you're able to move on from this and find peace with the situation. Opie says, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for your comment and addressing the concern about showing her the file and your perspective on this. Thank you. And Material Paint says, I think your wife was a bit naive and not wanting to be argumentative about the issue. She gave some info to keep your mother off. What she didn't know, but should have known and learned, is that your mother won't stop there. Even if you didn't provide any info about your mother's abuse, she owed it to you to talk with you about your mother's attempt and let you handle it. Even if it's to ignore her or say, fuck off and block her. I don't blame you for showing your wife the pics to drive your point, because who knows, maybe after having your children, your wife may think the child needs all grandparents in its life and reach out to your mother. So it's good that you're processing all of this before thinking about children. And both of you are in the right place, and I hope it's soon because you deserve it. You'll be able to work past your trauma and live your life happily. Opie says, I think you're 100% spot on. Thank you. Now, I gotta say, I found this one particularly tough because, like a couple of those comments said, I'm not sure how I'd be able to move past that. Maybe I would, but I feel like I wouldn't be able to move past that sort of lack of trust. But at the same time, I don't think Opie is wrong for trying. It sounds like they're using all the tools around them to make the best of it. They go into counseling, couples counseling as well. Wife seems to be educating herself on what Opie has been through. I don't think Opie was wrong at all for showing her that file. I think she really needed to see what Opie had been through and the damage that this did cause and could cause in the future if it happens again. But I do really wish you all the best going forward, and I hope things do turn out the way that you hope. I'm certainly side-eyeing her parents in this and their influence on her, but I don't know. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story is from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit. Doesn't have an update as yet, from LSNME, who says, am I the asshole for not asking my husband for permission? English is not my first language. My apologies for any misspelling. For background, my husband, male 37, and I, female 34, are dinks. We don't have any economic troubles. I just had to look up dinks because I was like, what the hell is that? But apparently on Google it says, hopefully this isn't wrong, it says double/dual income, no kids, which makes sense. Every day is a learning day. I believe everything started with a trip that we took last month. We were hiking to the top of a small hill and I was having a lot of trouble keeping up. Really old people was passing me by. I know it's my fault as I work from home and on my free time I'm a couch potato. I was really angry with myself, so I told my husband, when I get back, I'm getting a Peloton bike. He was really supportive and said it would be good for me, as I've been wanting one for a while. So when I got back, I opened my laptop and ordered the bike. Later that day, I told him that the bike would arrive on X day. He was visibly angry and asked me why I did not tell him. As we agreed, any big purchase should be discussed between the both of us. I was confused, as I did tell him. He told me that I should tell him at the moment I'm making the purchase. I told him about the purchase. What he wants is me to ask permission to get it, but it's my extra money to spend. I do not need his permission. He said it's not my money, it's our money. He's been pushing to have everything in a joint, but I like to have the money in my account. I've worked very hard to be independent, and I don't rely on any man to support me. I believe I should get to have money and decide when to spend it. I know it sounds rough, so I want to know if I'm the arsehole. Now, my first initial reaction to this is that you did tell him about it when you was hiking, and he even told you that it'd be good for you, so his reaction to everything else is just weird, and I would certainly not be joining your finances. But Helpful Hour says, not the arsehole. You did tell him you were going to buy it and he agreed. His reaction is a red flag. Do not agree to join finances with him. If this is how he reacts when you use your own money to make a purchase that he already knew about and encouraged, you can bet he's going to start being increasingly in controlling once you put your money in a joint account. Opie says, that's what I think. For things like this, I don't feel comfortable joining finances. He follows this old guy, Dave Ramsey, who gives financial advice and says everything should be joint after marriage. But just imagining my personal account to be empty gives me the creeps. Exotic Army says, not the arsehole. Me and my fiance have separate accounts and one joint account for the overhead expenses like bills and kids. It works so much better for us. We do discuss big purchases together, but it's more like a regular conversation. Neither really asks for permission. Unless it's like a gun purchase, then I do want to be informed, as that is pretty serious. So many of the comments were exactly the same on this, questioning what his thought process is behind this and suggesting not to actually, you know, join finances afterwards. But what do you guys make of this situation? Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.